if you could live in a perfect world, describe what that would be. What that would be like.
Well, if I could live in a perfect world, I really don't think that's possible, but I guess everybody can imagine a perfect world.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be my imagination of a perfect world. If I could live in a perfect world, we wouldn't have to worry about China or Iraq or Iran or some country wanting to overrun us or some radical group wanting to overthrow the government. Everybody just go out and do their job and come home and do a perfect home and have it made. That was the way it could be. I'd like to have about a 1,000-acre farm with a nice house and a nice barn and whatever, with several nice horses to drive. Enjoy life and not have to worry about the outside world, which I try to do on my small little farm here with the horse barn, horses. Get to thinking about what you really like to have, you like it to be big.
Well, you say you don't want to have to worry about other countries. Do you feel like maybe America should be more isolated when it comes to other countries' affairs?
Well, I don't think we should be running over to try to bully China around the way we did a couple of weeks ago, making our aircraft carrier thing to protect that little island off of China over there. That's about like China coming over here and pulling their aircraft carrier in down here in Cuba and saying, hey, y'all leave Cuba alone. I think that was a bad move on that president's part. Little incidents like that can get you in a lot of trouble in a hurry. A lot of people probably didn't even hear that on the news and pay any attention to it. I was concerned about it because China is not the type of country you bluff or play games with. They're serious people. I don't think you want to be running a bluff on a country like China. And Clinton, with his military background, I don't think really knew what he was doing or he was started moving military equipment around when they were doing exercises around this island. But that is one of the imperfect things in the world. You can't put up with that sometimes. But like I said, a lot of people didn't even notice that and they didn't pay any attention to it. But somebody's ought to keep up with what's going on in the world, and knowing how China operates, they run over their own people in the streets with tanks to break up a march, uprising for the students. They wouldn't think twice to jump on the United States. that would be the biggie of the big, you know, somebody like China. Downsizing of the military, I don't think this is the time to, war with China. I don't think it'd be any good time to get in war with China. Not that we're afraid of them, but I think two big powerhouses like the United States and China should try to talk things out instead of try to bully one another around.
Well, do you think America has any right to try to tell China what to do? Because that, throughout history, America has been famous for butting into other countries' business.
I think we have a right to negotiate and discuss with them, but when you go to moving the equipment around and acting like you're getting ready for war, that's more of a threat than I think things like that should be talked about rather than showing signs of aggression. That's showing signs of aggression, moving the military equipment into place. Now that's the way we would have taken it if they'd have moved in down here to Cuba, when Cuba shot these two private planes down here a couple months ago, we put a few aircraft around down there, and China came over here and said, hey, back off of Cuba or so-and-so, we're going to move in. Well, we would have taken it as a threat. And I'm sure they took it as a threat. But getting back to the perfect world, I wouldn't have to pay attention to stuff like this, man. I'd be out riding my horses, doing what I please, just